Lesson 31. Texture. The word texture refers to the way something feels, and there are many different collocations used to describe it. Let's look at them in pairs of opposites. Dry hair. Oily or greasy hair. You need to wash oily hair more often than you need to wash dry hair. Dry skin and oily skin. Oily skin is prone to acne, whereas dry skin often needs moisturizer. A smooth surface. A rough surface. Surfaces such as the ground, a road, and your skin can be smooth with a consistent surface or rough with a varied surface. Calm water. Choppy or rough water. The water of the ocean is calm when the weather is mild, and it is choppy or rough when there are high winds. Hard or soft object. A mattress or pillow, for example, can be hard or soft. Tender or tough meat. Meat that is tender is easy to cut and chew, and meat that is tough is difficult to cut and chew. A sharp or dull blade or point. A knife or a pencil can be sharp, meaning it can cut, or dull, meaning it has lost its ability to cut. The verbs soften and harden describe the process of becoming soft and becoming hard. For example, potatoes soften when you cook them in boiling water, and snow hardens if the temperature decreases and the snow begins turning into ice. We can also use soften and harden in a more metaphorical way. We can say a person's voice softens when they begin speaking in a more friendly tone, and their voice hardens when they begin speaking in a less friendly tone. A person's attitude or views can also soften, become more friendly or tolerant, or harden, become less friendly or less tolerant. Texture words are often used when describing food. The word creamy describes a smooth and rich texture, like cream. Sauces, soups, puddings, and chocolate can be creamy. The words crunchy and crispy describe something that makes a noise when you chew it. Crackers, chips, bacon, granola, and other hard foods can be crunchy or crispy. The word chewy describes food that requires some effort to chew. Caramels and other types of candy can be chewy. This word can have a negative connotation if the food is not supposed to be chewy. For example, when you overcook meat, it becomes tough and chewy. The word greasy describes food with a lot of oil. Hamburgers, French fries, and chicken wings can be greasy. Now listen and repeat to practice the collocations in this lesson. Dry hair. Oily hair. Greasy hair. Dry skin. Oily skin. A smooth surface. A rough surface. Calm water. Choppy or rough water. A hard object. A soft object. Tender meat. Tough meat. A sharp blade or point. A dull blade or point. Potatoes soften. Snow hardens. Voice softens. Voice hardens. Creamy sauce. Crunchy crackers. Crispy bacon. Chewy caramel. Greasy hamburger. Now take the quiz with the collocations about texture.